Now, my guest is just enjoying that song. That is Gemma Vango, who was my guest in the studio probably about 2 or 3 months ago. She's a really lovely girl. And if you get a chance to see her play live, you're well worth it. She came in and sung live. Do check out the interview online. And Lucy, you were just saying you thought she's really good. You like
yeah,
that?
She's brilliant.
You were singing along to it without even...
Didn't know the words, but just singing along. It's now, really catchy.
I'm joined in the studio by Lucy Curtis. She's headlining the initiative Women's Stories of Fall Dagenham. The project is running in conjunction with the newly opened production of Made in Dagenham, which is that fantastic musical based on the fight for equal pay in 1968 by the women who were on strike at Fords of Dagenham plant. The Queen's Theatre has just won a Heritage Lottery funding to support this as well. So Lucy, how did you get involved with this project?
I'm a theatre director and I've worked a lot with young people at the Queen's, and I do a lot of my theatre company outside in London. I do a lot of documentary theatre, so we make a lot of work about community issues and make work with people from the community, especially documenting and celebrating things that have made the community what it is now.
It's really interesting, actually, because I thought when you came in, I thought you might have done dancing, you might have been actress and singing, but you're on the other side, you do the other side.
Yeah, well, I trained as an actor, and yep. Then I decided to go into directing, so I set up my own company and then got in touch with the Queen's and started working with their young people there. And because of my background and because of meeting Doug, who's the artistic director there, he asked if I could become involved in this project, which is celebrating and documenting an incredible part of Dagenham's history.
And do you think with sort of, as you've been an actress, is it easier? Because they say sometimes when actors say, like, you know, if you're being directed by somebody who's been an actor, it's they know exactly what you're going through.
I think so. I mean, I think some directors don't come from an actor's background at all, and they're incredible too. I think it just, you got to be, I mean, being an actor is difficult, but it's really fun at the same time. And I think you just need to understand how to balance sort of a practical and sensitive approach, and I think if you can do that and understand how actors work, I just think it's very important.
So it all the buck stops with you, because you're in control of absolutely everything as a director.
Yes, I mean, I think that's I don't know if the actors like to think that, but I work very collaboratively, so we work with writers and theatre makers, and we really devise and create projects sort of from a source and an idea, and then create a production from that. So devising's, I suppose, slightly different to other processes, but yeah, it's very collaborative and everyone has a creative input.
These women in 1968, when they were on strike at Fords for equal pay and equal rights, it was a massive deal, wasn't it?
It was a massive deal, and it's because they didn't really have the support of the people around them. So like how the musical shows and how the film shows, women really had to fight for their voices to be heard at Fords and within the community as well. And so what our project is trying to do is raise awareness of their fight, but also the fight afterwards, because there's a lot of, I mean, there's the film and there's the musical and a lot of documentation on the strikes of 1968, and especially the male struggle as well, because everyone was fighting for better rights within the workplace. But actually after 1968, that's where we sort of lose awareness of women's voices and actually how it benefited women or whether it did at all, and the struggles that actually came out of the 1968 strikes and the struggle to get equal pay, because we still haven't got it now. Yeah. So it was that constant fight of trying to be heard and trying to be listened to, I think. And that's what we're trying to find, these sort of working struggles. But also it's so much to take on for women, especially, you know, women who are mothers and are carers. And so we want to find the struggles outside of the workplace too, and within the community. Mm. And whether the community began to support women more and what that role was for women within sort of 1968 to 1984.
Will you be interviewing people, filming people? How will this work?
So it's an intergenerational project, which means we are working with 12 young women from the local community, that they're going to be participating in fun weekly workshops at the Queen's, where they will be trained to take interviews of the women. So we are actively looking for stories at the moment from women who worked at Ford's, or from people who perhaps knew women and want to tell their stories on their behalf. But it is a woman-based project. And from that we will create an audio and visual exhibition. So the exhibition will tour around the local area in Essex, and it will be photography, some film, and an archive of the stories, so the stories can be read online and both at the exhibition. I hope it kind of brings an awareness and a celebration to these sort of unheard voices that have done so much, I suppose, for the local area and for women, you know, worldwide, that they may not have known about. So it's finding those stories.
And also, we mustn't forget to mention, this is running at the moment, the actual Made in Dagenham, which I know one of my colleagues went to see and said it was absolutely fantastic. It is at the Queen's Theatre at the moment.
It's at the Queen's, and then it's transferring to the new Wolsey, which is in Ipswich. So it's a co-production. Yeah, and it's, if you can get along to see it, I think it's in its final week now. So
I must be the only person who's not seen it.
It is fantastic. It's amazing. It's really uplifting, and I mean, it was on at the West End.
It was Gemma Arterton.
And so this is its first regional premiere. So and to be back in sort of its home territory, I think it makes a massive difference.
So anybody who wants to take part in this, you might have, it will be your mum, it might be your grandmother, could be your aunt, who worked at Ford's. And we're looking for people who worked from Ford's from 1968 to 1984. So if they do have any photographs they've got, if they've got any film possibly, all you need to do is get in contact. Is it get in contact with the Queen's Theatre?
There's lots of ways to get involved. So we have an online webpage where you can actually submit your story. So if you go to the Queen's Theatre website, you go to the Get Involved section, there's a title with Women's Stories of Ford Dagenham. You click on that and then you can just, it gives you a bit more information about the project, and that's where you can upload your stories and your photos online. If you don't have access to a computer or the internet, you can go into the Queen's and talk to someone at the box office, or give in your story there in, you know, a letter form, or you can give over your contact details and I can give you a call back or an email, or, you know, if you wanted to call the box office and someone would take your name and number and someone from the team will give you a call back. This project now and the Made in Dagenham musical is just massively relevant to everybody, and not just women. And I think this, hopefully this project will also celebrate the support that the community has shown, and men's support, and also the relationships that women had in Ford's with their male colleagues, and whether they did, you know, support, because in 1984 with the protests, the strikes that happened, the men did join the women, and it would be lovely to capture stories of that. So even if you're not a woman and you would like to get involved with this project, if you have stories or know a woman who has a story and would like to tell it on her behalf, we would be really happy to speak to you and hear that.
Thank you very much. Lovely to meet you, Lucy.
You
and have a nice relaxed journey back
in the lovely sun,
and maybe a glass of, do you like Prosecco? Is it
Prosecco would be great. Yes, please.
I think they've got a champagne bar on the way. Not here, they haven't. They should have one here.
Westfield.
Yes. When you have your nice little lunch and a relax outside, because the sun's out. That's what people need to do today. They need to leave their offices and go out for a very long lunch.
And tell us your stories.
And tell
Get
us your stories
tell
as
us
well.
Your stories.
All right, you have a, thanks very much, Lucy, for
Thank
coming
you.
In. And don't forget, if you want more information, you can go to the Queen's Theatre website at thequeens-theatre.co.uk, or you can call the Learning and Participation Department on 01708 462 373.